What's up, guys? The Organic Guy here. I just want to take this few minutes to share with you this particular conversation I had with this lovely organic farmer on why you should actually go organic. So enjoy.
They should go organic. Why they should become organic farmers?
Okay. How would encourage people to go to organic? That the things we grow with organic, they are actually live. They are long lasting. Like spinach, like this one I've already grown, it can even take a week once you give a good condition, even without putting to the fridge. Because when it come back, it become rigid, and which is not actually too normal for something which have already used the fertilizer. Yeah. Because the fertilizer sometimes it kills the cells that make the plants to be resistant. Also, you could understand that once you take organic, you are taking something that is helpful to your body. And you can take, for instance, that our grandmothers used to take this organic thing and they had a long life, and also the diseases were controlled. So I prefer people going to the organic so that actually you can try to minimize some of the diseases, as much as I can say today about the organic.
How long have you been an organic farmer?
Throughout life. Oh. Yeah.
You can say your whole life been...
My whole life is organic.
An organic farmer.
Yes. I think it is me who have even initiated the rest of them to become organic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, what are the challenges you've been faced as you've been an organic farmer?
Sometimes the challenges are maybe the weather. The weather sometimes is also a victim.
Yeah.
But all the same, the organic sometimes they have got resistant. Because even if the weather becomes bad, and then you put it down, if it's a spinach or something down, then it will reactivate nicely. And even I don't have that problem. When you put especially fertilizer,
yeah,
something like spinach or sukuma, it doesn't have a long life.
Yeah.
But once this goes down, the leaves goes, the weather is not good, you put down.
Yeah.
The spinach can even serve even up to 2 years.
Okay.
Yes. I've got one which is already 2 years there. And it can even go to a certain height.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, also that's... I would encourage the farmers not to harvest when any substance or whatever the crop they have grown, it is have not matured. It have not yet said that I'm ready to be harvested. Because that is also another challenge. And then people say that the seeds were bad, but actually the seeds are not bad. Also the condition, we are also supposed to look at the temperature and the condition of the crop that we are taking, so as not to challenge the organic or any other thing. But the challenges sometimes you are able to meet because you are already able to monitor what is not good with this plant, what is not good with the other. Yeah.
So for you, what is the difference between an organic farmer and a conventional farmer?
The difference between the organic is that the staff can stay longer than that organic, that conventional.
Yeah.
Because when it is conventional, actually it is conventional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because actually, you know, conventional, it's actually for a time.
Yeah.
So sometimes you cannot even give it a longer period. But once you have taken the analysis, the organic and this, which one takes longer? Because you know, this one are being catalyzed to grow.
Yeah.
But this one, they are taking their own space to grow. So you can see the difference between the organic and the
organic.
Yeah. Also, when you are taking the market, like now you can see the locals, they are fading. But once they go back, you put them, they will just go back. But with that conventional, it sometimes reacts. They have got chemical reactions, which actually I don't know. I'm not Chinese, but I already see there is a
difference.
There is a difference. Yeah, the organic food actually is tasty because it's taking the natural nutrients from the soil. But this one, you don't know what's the direction, because there is that natural control of whatever the plant is taking. So you can take, when you are taking maybe a sweet potato or this, something like this, when you take it, it's natural. You find if it's a sweet potato, if you got sweetness, which you are not going to add anything. If it is like these arrow roots there, they have got their own sweetness. You don't have to put anything. So you see, you can see the value of having a
organic.
Yeah, organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing becomes so tasty, even you do not spend a lot of spices. You not even need a spice.
Mm.
Like this one, when they are grown, I wish you came when they are ready. I give you some sample. You just go and yeah, you
have a taste.
Yes, you have that taste. You have that taste that you always admire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of the farmers complain about pests and weeds.
Yes.
What is the trick? What trick do you use?
Well, about the pets, you know, also the pets, sometimes they are seasonal.
Yeah.
You're also supposed to check which season that those one comes, especially when there is hot weather. There is, you know, they multiply very, very rapidly. But sometimes there are also plants that can control, they do control those pets.
Yeah.
So, but also it is for the farmer to discover what are these pets. Although there's a challenge, but sometimes they are controlled. Like these leaves, see these leaves, this is Artidonia. Sometimes they control them naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's up to farmer to know which plant matches, because you know all of them do not match, but one plant is important to the other. Just when you are also cooking, you know, they are cooked food you cannot mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are food, but you cannot mix, you see. These are the kind of things that we also have to. And then you say the food were not tasted. It's not that, because what are the things that were supposed to match, you see. Yeah, so also matching is also important, so that you can see what is the taste and can, you know, the real taste, that natural tastiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, somebody have to be patient. Have to
patient.
Be patient. But once you become patient, it also takes a longer life for your crops and for yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. The space is too little. There is no space, little space for anything that you are growing.
Okay.
Yes.
And the space is enough.
Yeah, the space is enough. Yeah. But also they should also be giving the space when they are planting their plants.
Their plant,
it's supposed to give the space.
Okay.
Because also the plant, they can also share. So yes, when you give the space, you see, like this leaf, because it have got a space, it will have its own space.
Lot of nutrients for it. To have the nutrients.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how much I can see.
Thank you very much for
sharing.